This is a commercial-free, streaming on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
Rolling Stone magazine is called Steve Winwood one of the greatest singers of all time. Steve has received honorary doctorate degrees in music from Berklee College of Music, Aston University in Birmingham, England, and from the University of Gloucester. He's been nominated for 11 Grammys, winning two. Steve was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Traffic in 2014, and the following year, BMI honored him for his, quote, enduring influence on generations of music makers. Steve Winwood wrote and recorded his first hit as the singer for the Spencer Davis Group when he was 15 years old. But he already had been playing live way before that.
I pretty much made my mind up when I was pretty young. I started off sort of playing with my dad's band in 30s and 40s dance music in 1957 or 58.
I know you were 8 when you actually were playing professionally with Dad, right?
When you say professionally, I don't know whether I got more than my sort of pocket money. But yeah. Having said that, I was singing in the church choir. We used to get a shilling a wedding.
Uh-huh.
So that was every Saturday. And, you know, in those days, it was high seasons for weddings. Then 6 or 7 weddings in a day, 6 or 7 shillings was quite good for a 10-year-old.
Yeah.
So I've been lucky in as much as I have been able to make some sort of a living at it continuously, which is really, I think, where the luck comes in, because I know there are a lot of very talented people who can struggle just because they seem to be in the wrong place at the wrong time or for various different reasons. So I think I've been lucky, but having said that, it's the only thing I really know how to do.
And boy, does he know how to make music. After the Spencer Davis Group, Steve Winwood went on to form Traffic.
Dear Mr. Fantasy, play us a tune, something to make us all happy.
Then he joined Eric Clapton to create Blind Faith. Then back to Traffic.
But it wasn't the bullet that laid him to rest, was the love spot of High Heel Boy.
And then onto a hit-filled solo career. Hi, I'm Dan Meir. Steve Winwood has just released The Greatest Hits Live, a 2-CD or 4-album set with digital download, featuring 23 live performances of songs that span his entire 54-year career. These songs were chosen by Steve and taken from his last 10 years of concerts in which he reimagines these timeless gems. Over the next hour, you will hear Steve take us through as many of these outstanding live performances as we can cram in.
Hi, I'm Steve Winwood. Welcome to The Greatest Hits Live, All Access.
I'm not afraid to die.
Steve Winwood, The Greatest Hits Live, a stunning new Brazilian funk arrangement of I'm a Man, composed by Steve Winwood and Jimmy Miller. The song was originally a hit in 1967 for the Spencer Davis Group.
When I started playing in the Spencer Davis Group, we were doing covers. We were trying to sound like some old blues records and R&B records that we'd heard at the time. And we were just discovering this fantastic music which was coming out of America, the same as a lot of my contemporaries at the time were doing. But of course, in so doing, could never do it quite faithfully. So in so doing, we were inadvertently creating our own sort of thing from it. And that went on with me for 4 years or more. But then when I left the Spencer Davis Group and started Traffic, we made a conscious decision that we would try and embody different elements of music. We'd still try and keep a sort of bluesy R&B element in there, but we wanted to add other elements like ethnic elements, folk, and some bits of jazz. And we made a conscious decision to actually combine all these different elements of music, even other things like Celtic Irish melodies and Japanese classical music. We were listening to lots of different stuff, trying to find some way that we could inject this into the music we're doing to actually give us a broader palette in which we could then create our own distinctive sound.
Give us the fantasy.
Dear Mr. Fantasy from Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live, featuring a tremendous guitar solo from Steve. That was the title piece to Traffic's debut in the United States, Mr. Fantasy. Another much-loved Traffic song included on The Greatest Hits Live is Pearly Queen, with lyrics by the late Jim Capaldi.
Pearly kings and queens were these Cockney people that used to dress up in these strange costumes. And Jim somehow was very attracted to this, and he loved the idea of gypsies and Native Americans. And he tried to sort of mix the story in with a sort of bit of a dream sequence, and then married to an R&B song, which wasn't quite an R&B or a blues song. So I'm not sure we knew exactly what we're doing, and sometimes we sort of got the balance wrong. It got too exotic, or we put too much of one element into the mix. Maybe we didn't always get it dead right, but it's certainly something that we were consciously trying to do. A ball of sequin soup from a bullet queen, and she could drip more wine down over sea. She had some gypsies blood thrown to her feet, and when the town was run, she said that I would meet my destiny. I traveled around the world to find a sign. I couldn't stop myself from having fun. And then one day I met an Indian girl, and she made me forget this trouble.
Thank you.
live version of Pearly Queen from Steve Winwood's first release in over 10 years, The Greatest Hits Live.
But you guys are musicians. You just get out there and play something. You know, it'd be fine.
Find out who said that about whom when Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live All Access returns after a few minutes.
Music for the 8-track generation. People who don't need fast forward or rewind. Just play.
On WBPM.
Thanks for bringing your attention back to Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live, All Access. Eric Clapton and Steve Winwood had been friends since Steve was 15 years old playing in the Spencer Davis Group. Eric looked after the young Steve, and the two would spend time together playing records and talking music. They always thought they'd wind up working together at some point, but the timing wasn't right until Eric got tired of playing with Cream. He was feeling restricted about the way he could play in Cream, and Steve began to feel that Traffic was getting stale for him. They decided to form Blind Faith, considered to be the first supergroup. But the immediate hype about these two masters joining forces created problems for the fledgling band.
We didn't want Blind Faith to be a blues band. Eric had done that with John Mayall, and I'd done that with Spencer Davis Group, so we were looking for something else to put into the music. But we weren't quite sure at the time what it was, and so we spent some time playing together and experimenting with different kinds of things. But all the time, we were being hounded, and I think there was a period then when playing live suddenly became very lucrative, and suddenly we were getting stalked by various people wanting to put tours together, wanting to book us, wanting to manage us, wanted to sign us up for a recording deal, and it slightly took off without us.
Thank you.
stellar live version of Had to Cry Today on the new Steve Winwood Greatest Hits Live album, available right now as a 2-CD or a 4-LP release. The studio version of that song was found on the magnificent one and only self-titled Blind Faith album.
That is the strange thing about Blind Faith, because it's not really arena rock music, is it?
No.
It wasn't as heavy as Scream, and it was a bit more sort of folky and slightly jangly acoustic guitars, which is not exactly the right thing for a rock concert in an arena. So then we started to add other elements into the music which would create a better show, but it didn't quite fit in with what we were trying to do. And then at that point, I think both of us were starting to lose interest. You know, with Blind Faith, I think we ended up with what I consider to be a really good album. I think the tours were starting to fail us. We weren't being fulfilled musically by what we were doing.
You were out playing Madison Square Gardens of the world with one album, basically.
Yeah.
Weren't you kind of forced into having to, like, play a couple of Cream songs,
yeah,
and playing some
right.
Traffic songs? So that was pulling you backwards instead of forwards.
Exactly. We actually went out on the road before we were ready, but I mean, you can't keep hanging around saying, we're not ready. There was a lot of pressure on us to get out and play something live. You know, they said, well, you guys are, you know, musicians. You just get out there and play something. You know, it'll be fine.
Come down off your throne and leave your body alone. Somebody must change. Been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key. Well, I'm living in a just in the time. Oh, and I'm wasting down and can't find my way
Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live, the timeless Can't Find My Way Home. More traffic is up ahead, and so is a number one hit for Steve when The Greatest Hits Live All Access returns in a moment.
More music in just a moment.
92.9 WBPM, where we fill your day with lots of back-to-back music.
The music America loves best.
Bob Miller starts your workday with a non-stop music hour at 9 a.m. every weekday. J.J. Carter does a non-stop music hour after lunch at 2 p.m. And Randy Turner rolls you home with another non-stop music hour every afternoon at 5 p.m. after work.
Listen to all this music in the air.
No other radio station gives you that much music without interruptions. Non-stop music hours are only here on 92.9 WBPM.
Thank you. Now more music.
We're honored you've rejoined us for more of our exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the new double album from one of our most cherished artists. This is Steve Winwood, The Greatest Hits Live, All Access. I'm Dan Neer. After Blind Faith disbanded, Steve Winwood set out to make a solo album tentatively entitled Mad Shadows. But it wasn't long before he missed his Traffic bandmates Jim Capaldi and Chris Wood.
I came out of Blind Faith still sort of searching for something and thinking, well, we haven't really found what we were looking for. So I thought, well, maybe a solo album. And then I worked with a very talented man called Guy Stevens, who's producing it. But I still thought that Traffic had something in it that we hadn't really finished. And after working on the solo album, I was doing covers of songs, and I thought, well, this isn't really happening for me either. And I thought, well, Jim and Chris, there's some sort of spark of inspiration that happens when we get together, and I thought, I can do stuff with them that I can't do with a solo album. So we just continued it. And in fact, I think in many ways, John Barleycorn album is one of the best Traffic albums.
There were three men came out of the West. Their fortunes for to try. And these three men made a solemn oath. John Barleycorn must die. They plowed, they sown, they harrowed him in through parts of Barney's head. And these three men made a solemn oath. John was dead. Up his head, and so amazed them all. They let him stand till midsummer's day, till he looked both pale and wan. And little Sir John's grown a long, long beard. So become a man. So sharp,
gorgeous version of John Barleycorn is found on Steve Winwood, The Greatest Hits, Live. After Traffic broke up again in 1974, Steve Winwood took a few years off to recharge his batteries, working with Nigerian drummer Remy Kabaka and then with the Japanese artist Tamu Yamashita on an album called Go. He then made two beautiful solo albums, Steve Winwood and Ark of a Diver in 1977 and 1980 respectively, both of which he produced and played all of the instruments. In 1986, he moved to New York to record Back in the High Life, which won him two Grammy Awards, one for Record of the Year and the other for Best Pop Vocal Performance. He followed that up in 1988 with the album Roll With It. Both the album and its title piece reached number one on the Billboard charts. Steve became a huge commercial success, which, of course, led to a few moronic critics to accuse him of selling out.
If you actually listen to the music that was written and try and somehow see through the production style, you'll see that it's exactly the same thing I was trying to do with Traffic. We have folk elements, ethnic music, bits of jazz in there with R&B and rock. And it was a time in the record industry when you had the radio station, the retailer, and the record company, and those three could actually make or break anything or anybody, it seemed like. You would be led to believe that unless you had a video on MTV, you just weren't going to have a successful record. And of course, I took the decision to work with a producer. I hadn't worked with a producer then for the previous three albums, so I worked with Russ Titelman. We recorded it in New York, and you couldn't help but be influenced by the engineering and production styles of the time. And
yeah,
it does sound like an 80s record.
It does, Steve, but I don't think you need to feel defensive about the production. It worked really well and made you incredibly popular at the time. So, you know, a lot of tongues wag sometimes and say things that are just, they got to fill up space somewhere in a column.
You know, right.
And that's what I put that to.
Yeah.
You wound up winning a couple of Grammys. How did that affect your life? How did you feel about that?
Well, of course, it's a wonderful thing, and I'm very proud of the success. And of course, it's not just down to me. It was all the people that worked on the records, and I was very happy about that. But I mean, at the end of the day, what really counts more than that is the songs and the music that you put out, whether it's 30, 40, or 50 years ago, still have a meaning today.
One of the two number one songs Steve Winwood recorded in the 1980s, Roll With It. That version is off the newly released Steve Winwood's Greatest Hits Live. Sadly, that's all we have time for in our all-access look at this album. There are 15 other gems awaiting your ears if you buy the record, which you'll find wherever you purchase music. It's available in a 2-CD edition or a 4-LP version with digital download. The cover is a beautiful painting of Steve playing live by New Orleans artist John Bucati. Steve will be touring the United States in September, mostly on the West Coast, and then wrapping up with two East Coast dates, September 23rd at the Xfinity Theater in Hartford, and September 24th at Jones Beach in Wanton, New York, as part of the Laid Back Festival. Steve Winwood's The Greatest Hits Live All Access was produced in New York and New Jersey by Near Perfect Productions for Windcraft Music and 30 Tigers, all rights reserved. No portion may be reproduced without the written permission of the producers. Special thanks to Eugenia Winwood and James Towler of Windcraft Music, Judy LeBeau of LeBeau Unlimited, and Lindsay Reed of 30 Tigers. I'm Dan Neer.
I'm Steve Winwood. Hope to see you on the tour, and thanks for listening.